It's turning into a deadly week for NATO troops in Afghanistan. Yesterday, Taliban militants shot down a NATO helicopter in southern Afghanistan, killing four US servicemen. 23 foreign soldiers have been killed this week, including two Australians. US Defence Secretary Robert Gates has predicted a very tough summer in Afghanistan, but also expressed confidence that sufficient progress was being made in training local Afghan forces to ultimately take over security. Our Defence Minister John Faulkner says he expects that Australian troops will be in Afghanistan for the next 3 to 5 years. Daniel Ellsberg is the former Defence Department and White House strategic analyst who leaked the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times back in 1971. The papers were a top-secret Pentagon study of the US government's decision-making surrounding the Vietnam War, exposing how five successive American presidents lied to the public about the war in Vietnam. The film about his life is being screened this week at the Sydney Film Festival, and we were speaking about it yesterday with the director, Judith Ehrlich. This morning, we're joined by the man himself, from California. Daniel Ellsberg, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Glad to be on here.
Daniel, according to U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrook, America's war in Afghanistan is expected to be the longest war in U.S. history. What do you think when you hear comments like that?
Well, it already is the longest war, if not this month, within a matter of weeks or months. But what my reaction is much more that it will be as long again in the future. I don't think we're halfway through the war in the basis of the strategy that President Obama has announced of attempting to, quote, pacify the whole country. I think that this escalation that he's just sent over, the deployment of 30,000 to 40,000 additional troops, is not at all the last such deployment that will be sent. He has claimed that he proposes to be removing troops in 18 months or 24 months, but I think the impression that the troops that will be there when these troops are there represents a ceiling or is the last such deployment is totally false, just as any such implications were during the Vietnam War. I think that the military, with General McChrystal's strategy of pacification or counterinsurgency, clearly called for hundreds of thousands of troops. And although he proposes to fill that gap with Afghan troops working essentially for us, troops that work for foreigners really don't have the motivation and the discipline and the competence of the people they're opposing.
Okay.
And as in Vietnam, and I think they will not fill that gap. And on the contrary, Obama will have to try to send as many troops over there in addition to the ones we have there now as he can possibly do. As they come out of Iraq, I think they will go to Afghanistan. And for Australian troops, I think that 3 to 5 years is not just a conservative estimate, it's totally foolish. The war will no more be over in 3 to 5 years than it is right now. It'll be going on. If Australians are committed to supporting this strategy, they can figure on 10, 20, and 30 years of involvement.
Okay. Daniel, I'm just going to ask you to move a little back from the mouthpiece of the phone, just it's popping a little.
Right.
Just on that, the US Defense Secretary Robert Gates has said that he remains, just in the last 24 hours, he remains confident that progress is being made in Afghanistan and that Afghan forces will be able to take more authority in parts of the country at the end of the year. Do you believe
that? I hear that as the same kind of absurd, blatant lie as people in his position, the people I work for, Secretary McNamara and others, and President Johnson and President Nixon, made during the Vietnam War. These accounts of progress are totally illusory for public consumption. I am sure that their reporting is not that corrupt internally. It's just being misrepresented to the public. And when he says that he expects progress to be made in the future, I don't think he's hearing that estimate from probably any of the estimators he's actually getting. It's just hot air that he's blowing toward the public.
From your experience as an insider during the Vietnam War, and that was very detailed in the doco we were discussing yesterday, is your advice then that we should always expect some kind of a conspiracy when governments are at war and shouldn't actually believe basically anything our political leaders say?
Well, to start with your last point, no, you should not believe what your political leaders say. It isn't that everything they say is a lie or a conscious lie, but anything they say could be, and a great deal of it is. Of course, some of it is just deception and misdirection without actual lying, and a lot of it is lying, such as the notion that progress is being made. Of course, people can, even smart people, can be very dumb if it suits their purposes, and they can believe almost anything. The notion that we're making progress in Afghanistan is a delusion that I don't believe is shared by anyone inside, including Secretary Gates.
The strategy in Afghanistan, based on General Petraeus' counterinsurgency plan to incorporate, respect, and work with the local communities, to train Afghans for police and military work, do you agree that this is an innovative strategy for the U.S. military and a right strategy?
Not at all. He's talking about gaining the hearts and minds of Afghans in support of a government that they all perceive as a government of warlords, which is to say armed dope-dealing gangs, and a government in Kabul, which represents largely the Tajik minority of the country, not the Pashtuns who furnish most of the recruits for the Taliban. It's not seen as any more legitimate a government than America is. In fact, those Tajiks are really seen in most of the valleys of Afghanistan where Pashtuns are as being as foreign as Americans. There's no prospect whatever of that corrupt government, whose corruption, by the way, is totally visible and understandable by everyone in Afghanistan, if not here, and probably by our officials as well who have any dealings with them. The idea that that can motivate people to fight against their relatives or neighbors or children who are fighting against foreign invaders is ludicrous. There may be Americans subject to that delusion from time to time, just as perhaps there were some Soviets or some British back in the 19th century who believed that before they were wiped out of occupation. But we're talking about a country there that is not organized for many very central projects, but is organized for expelling foreign invaders for the last several thousand years, as even Alexander and Genghis Khan found out. There's no prospect whatever that America and Australia or anyone else joining us there will fare any better in occupying Afghanistan and actually governing that country and leading to stability than for any of the previous invaders.
Okay, we've just got 2 minutes until we have to go to the news, Daniel, but just to go to your experience, you were a respected member of the defense establishment when you leaked the Pentagon Papers, when you made that decision all those years ago. Now you're critical of people perhaps in similar positions within the establishment who don't make public lies that they know are being told by the administration when it comes to war or actions being taken that will actually hurt the counter-terror efforts.
Well, quite so. I'm critical of myself in the years when I didn't do that, and there were a number of them. I'm really calling on officials to do not what I did, which is to wait too long, really, to put out the truth, but to do what I wish I'd done years earlier when the war itself might have been averted. It's too late for that in Afghanistan, but still more escalation could be averted if people put it out in a timely way. And incidentally, I noticed that there's a lot of controversy there about the casualties that Australians have already suffered in Afghanistan. It recalls to me that when I released the Pentagon Papers, I was accused of having hurt relations with Australia specifically by revealing the embarrassing news of just how the Australian government was induced and bribed and encouraged to send troops to Australia to Vietnam. And when I learned in that context that Australia had actually instituted the draft in order to send men to Vietnam, mm-hmm. I was shocked. I thought that was disgusting. I was very glad to have embarrassed that Australian government for doing that.
All right, Daniel, I have to...
The Australian government should be just as embarrassed.
Daniel, I'm sorry to interrupt you, mate, but we're about to hit the news. Look, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you for the chance.
Daniel Ellsberg. Bye.